Hey Rod, are you ready to go balls deep in sports?
Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of Balls Deep. That's episode 20 of Balls Deep. Of course, it's on the Black Altus Premium Network of podcasts that all the listeners pay for. Some people watching live on Spreecast right now. And we also, have people that listen to the podcast later. You know, we appreciate all you people. First things first, though, I never do this show alone. I got my co-host with the co-most up in here. It's the homie Jay Trill. What's up, man?
Tanikit, my nigga.
Exactly, my brother. We got to start the show the same way we always do. But first, let me ask you this, man. How you been, dog?
Man, just chilling, enjoying life. This is a great week. Great week in sports this week for you and I, obviously.
Yep. After why. No doubt.
Happy belated birthday to you.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate your gift, too. It has not gone to waste.
That's nice.
Ginger ale and a little bit of that that honey. It worked, dude. It works. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, that's what's up.
First things first, though, got to play the song.
How deep?
You know how when I go in the ball pit at Cheesy Charlie's and I sink all the way down to the bottom and you can't find me?
That deep?
That's right, Dave. I'm talking about
balls deep.
I'm talking about
balls deep.
I'm talking about
balls deep in love. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about
try pump her positive traits, give a pound into her feelings,
make her south mouth salivate.
He tired,
are you listening?
We're not
talking, just the tipping.
Thank you, Scottie Pippen.
No problem, just here dropping off an application. Players in my day didn't make as much as they do today.
Huh, sorry to hear that. Where was I?
You're talking about
balls deep.
We're talking about balls deep
in love.
I'm talking about balls deep. My boy's talking about balls deep.
We're talking about
balls deep in love.
Yes, that's right. It's balls deep time, y'all. Hopefully everybody in the chat room can see me. Okay, cool. Yeah, I thought so. Sometimes it fades out on individual computers, but it always comes back, guys. Don't worry about it. And if you're having any issues with sound or whatever in the chat, hit refresh. I paid a lot of money for this computer, and it almost always is working. All right, first things first, man. We got to talk about the NFL, okay? Pretty much start off weekly now. We start the show off talking about the games of the week that we watched and the games that were the most interesting to us. I don't think this week will be any exception. Let's go ahead and run through them real quick. I think we already talked about the Eagles losing to the Chiefs. That's the best thing about playing on Thursday. I only got to discuss the Eagles loss one time. the Panthers mollywhopped the Giants.
It was a great, great victory. It had cats jumping back on Cam Newton dick.
Yeah, can we talk about how Cam Newton was never not a top 15 quarterback in the NFL? And you heard it here, I stuck to my guns, and 223 yards and 3 touchdowns later, and a 38-point ass whooping when the defense actually showed up, I feel like I was justified.
Man, we do our research on this show.
Mm-hmm.
And you stated it first, you know, this man has a stripper for a girlfriend and hoe control.
Exactly. When a man exhibits that type of hoe control, you don't worry about if he's going to be good. You just worry about when he's going to be great. Yep. That's what it takes.
It's the type of reporting that you're not going to get anywhere else. And I don't know what to say other than Cam Newton is Cam Newton. I mean, he is the team.
Yeah.
They go when he goes. And when the coach not calling stupid ass plays.
Mm-hmm.
And I think too, when they don't focus on getting the ball to Steve Smith most of the game.
Right. Exactly. So I agree, man. It's very easy to figure out. Just, if Cam Newton is playing, then you got to start him on your fantasy team. And that's how I measure quarterbacks anyway, by fantasy. Like, cause wins and losses for your team is overrated, you know? And I've always said, I think people get way too much into wins and losses completely being on a quarterback anyway. But you know, this is no exception, man. Cam Newton is good, whether or not the team wins or loses. You know, he's still playing well, in my opinion. It's just not as well as people would like, but that's what happens when your team is losing. You know, low key, fantasy and football analysis on this. The Panthers are way better with one running back. D'Angelo Williams been playing, getting pretty much all the snaps at running back for the last 3 weeks. 23 carries, 120 yards here.
You think he's feeling a little confident now, like he don't have Stewart on his back? He worried?
I think so too, man. And they say that Stewart's supposed to be back at like week 6 or so. If I was them, I would just be like, he's back, but he's on the bench.
Some other insider info. Mm-hmm. Saw D'Angelo out at Festival in the Park over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And he was looking pretty happy, pretty spry out there, okay, getting him some kettle corn popcorn.
Okay.
Trying the other foods. He looked pretty happy, relaxed. I think that helped getting some of the Charlotte culture.
Oh, see, that's the inside information, guys. You can't get anywhere else.
I was talking with somebody at the Y. I'm not going to name his name, but yeah, play ball with him in the mornings.
Mm-hmm.
He joined the team late, cost us a victory. He made the comment that he doesn't like Steve Smith because he celebrates for mediocre catches. Everything 9 and under, Steve Smith celebrates after every catch.
Who is this, Lance?
Yes. Well, I wasn't going to say his name.
Nah, man, it's cool. He don't listen to this. Well, you know, Lance can get carried away at times. Man, he wilded out this morning, by the way. We was balling, right? And I wasn't on his team, but his team lost, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in the morning, you know, they have a board on the wall that they use a marker to sign up to play next, right?
Oh.
So he was going over to the marker. He like ran over there as soon as his team lost. And then he signed his name and then he threw the marker. Like, he was just like, go get it if y'all want to play. Like, he blamed the whole thing on his own team. Like, he was showing up and shit.
Damn, Lance throwing temper tantrums out there, man.
Yeah.
But so, you know what? He's been known to throw a temper tantrum or two.
Right. So when he was mad, he was real mad. He was like explaining to Damon why he was right. And I was like, no, he wrong. Like, you shouldn't have did that. He was part of the reason they lost, by the way.
What team was Damon on?
Damon was on my team. We wasn't on Lance's team. We was about to play next.
Y'all stay winning.
So when we walked by Lance, Damon was like, you know, joking with him, like, you know, like, just laughing, and he was like, look, if they want to play, they just gotta go get the pin or something like that. So when I walked by, I was like, real mature, Lance, real mature. He was like, I don't care what you think or whatever. I was like, yeah, man, way to be an adult. He like, it made him more mad. It was good.
I wonder what does that Lance do for a living?
I don't know, man, but I hope he ain't in them offices throwing no damn Sharpies across the cubicles talking about some damn you want to play, sign up.
Well, that's what I was sitting there wondering, because yeah, like I said, he has been known to throw on a temper tantrum or two from time to time, and I just can't imagine him in the office and somebody coming up to him attempting to correct one of his reports, or
yeah,
like, hey Lance, we noticed you're coming back from your lunch break a little late, and him flipping desk over.
Yeah,
and all type of crazy shit.
He was bugging out this morning, man.
Man, it could be them steroids, man. He's been hitting the weight room.
He be in that gym, dog.
And we saw what happened to Rob.
Yep. The Packers played the Bengals. Bengals beat them. Not a lot to take from this game, other than the Packers are 1-2, which is kind of funny.
Well, are you shocked or are you?
Well, you predicted the 49ers loss, which I didn't see coming. I think the Bengals have a better defense than people think, so I can see that happening. But it just feels weird with the Packers being 1-2, but, you know, I still think they'll turn it around. Like, I still think they're a playoff team.
It's potentially. Mm-hmm. They need a running back.
Well, they have Eddie Lacy. The motherfucker got a concussion. Like, and then in this game, they started with James Starks. He hurt his knee. Franklin comes in and gets 103 yards on the ground. So, like, they actually had a good running game.
Well, let me rephrase it. They need to actually run the ball.
Yeah, I was going to say, they actually had a good running game. They only ran it 13 times.
That's terrible.
It was mostly because they got down so fast in this game. Like, they were down 14-0, like in a few minutes. And then they got up 16-14 at the half, and then the Bengals walked them down because, you know, they really couldn't move the ball without, you know, because they weren't running it anymore.
Yep, they 43 passes. That's a lot.
That is a lot, man. Yeah,
his arm should be tired.
It's just that I think it's just that same thing that happens to black quarterbacks where you all of a sudden it's like, we got RG3, so why don't we just have him throw it every time or run it if he can't throw it? It's like sometimes you do that with white quarterbacks too. With Rodgers, they just be like, throw us out of this trouble.
Man, that system, that's the thing from watching football a little more.
Yeah.
Is that people come up with all these new schemes and you need to do this. It doesn't win games, though, long term. Mm-hmm. It might win one game here, another game there, but long term, it doesn't win. And those teams don't win Super Bowls.
Yep. And when you look at the stats of the players that win, now obviously it's a function of the game. Don't get me wrong here, but when you look at quarterbacks who win, typically they're throwing less than 30 passes.
Yep.
Because they're playing efficiently, their team is running the ball, there's balance to the offense, and they're able to, you know, to win. Now, it's a little artificial because when you get down big, well, of course, you're going to throw the ball a lot, you know. But it's just that, but it says something when you see dudes having 43 passes, 48 passes. These aren't winning numbers. These are losing numbers typically.
Yep. And other thing is, too, if they were up at the half by two, we run the ball. We clearly can score. We have Aaron Rodgers. We can score at will, in theory.
Yeah.
So it's him or the coaching. I got to put it on somebody.
Yeah, I agree.
I like to put it on Aaron.
He does have a
Bron.
Right. He does have a tie to and the steroids.
Doesn't pay his own bills.
Yep.
You know, that reporter's still trying to get
his money. Still trying to get his money. The Rams lost to the Cowboys 31-7. The Rams are terrible. Terrible defense.
Yeah, fuck the Cowgirls.
Yeah. And Sam Bradford threw 48 times, so that tells you everything you need to know about that. Tony Romo, 24 times. So if you're keeping track for the winning quarterbacks so far this week, you have Newton, 27, Dalton, 28, and Romo, 24 passes. Like, yeah, I think, you know, when things are clicking and you're getting first downs and you're able to run the ball, you don't have to throw as much.
How is Green not the leading receiver for the Bengals?
He is, but.
For that game.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's the thing, man. It seems like AJ Green will always be the number one receiver stats wise for the Bengals. But you know, sometimes a good defense will take away a guy. Maybe the Packers just keyed to him. And that's why the other dudes got some stats. But shout out to Andy Dalton, because one of the things I don't like about him is I always felt that he doesn't, he doesn't pass the ball enough to his other players. And last week he did.
He had to.
Yeah, I mean, probably. But, you know, a lot of quarterbacks can't do it even when they have to. So, yeah. Props.
Let's ask Tom Brady about that.
Mm-hmm. The Chargers lost to the Titans. I don't care.
Not surprise.
Yeah, both of them suck. Browns play the Vikings.
How about another Bengals bungle that actually works?
What?
I mean, not Bengals, but the Browns bungle that actually works. Like, they trade their best player and get a victory. Who saw that coming?
Hey, these niggas was playing like that annoying dude on Madden that won't never punt on fourth down.
Yep.
It's like, dude, it's 4th and 7. Just punt the fucking ball. That's what they would do in real life. Nope. I'm going to go ahead and go for it.
Why not?
Yeah. That's basically how they playing. Like, why not at this point?
They trying to tank, and it didn't work.
Yes.
It did. Like, they trade their best player and go out and do everything they can to lose a game, and it doesn't work.
Dude.
And it's because of Ponder.
Yeah. Well, one, Ponder is terrible. Couldn't even get the Vikings. His squandering of Adrian Peterson's talent is just sad.
Man, they had 27 points, but Ponder has no touchdowns.
Yeah. Crazy.
That's 3 touchdowns on a team. But your quarterback doesn't have any.
And Peterson only had one. So right. He's terrible.
He had 42 passes.
I like how they made up an injury for him this week so they could start Matt Castle. Like, I watched this game. He was not hurt at the end of this game.
No. He got hurt in the locker room by one of the coaches.
Adrian Peterson probably hurt him.
Yeah, him with a strip coach.
Yeah.
Somebody yoked him up. And it was like, oh shit, I didn't mean to break.
The Patriots stomped the Bucks 23-3.
Not surprised though.
Josh Freeman is setting light skinned people back so hard.
It's not that, man.
It is, dog. The thing is,
he like, fuck it. He like, I don't want to be here.
Nah, they try to see, that's the thing. One, he is playing terrible. And he did used to be better. So maybe you're right. Maybe it's completely he tanking on purpose. But every time I see a highlight package of his fuck ups, and then they try to run, scroll that thing across the bottom, it's like Josh Freeman is saying he's open to being traded. Who gonna want him? You know, it's like Tina Turner at the Ike, where he was like, who gonna want you? That's how I feel about Freeman. Like, I feel like Greg Schiano just walks in the locker room like, who gonna want you now? After I done cut your face.
Man, he light skinned. He gonna get some run.
Yeah, I think it's done for him. I just, like, what team do you think would take him? Cause I was trying to rack my brain, like, who is desperate enough at quarterback that they would actually take Josh Freeman, but at the same time, take Josh Freeman now? You know what I mean? Like, not even like Josh Freeman.
Minnesota needs Minnesota. We just talked about Minnesota.
Yeah, they might. They might.
They clearly need somebody.
I didn't know Minnesota had Matt Castle on the bench. I'm surprised it took this long for him to start.
The Jets?
Now they got the young dude. You know, that rookie.
Geno, yeah, but he not. I see Geno getting hurt within the next few weeks. Not because I want him to be hurt, but.
You know who I see getting hurt in the next few weeks? Whoever the backup to the Bucks quarterback is. Like, I don't even know why Freeman want to get traded. He should just stay there and get his job back. Like, I've seen that offensive line. He ain't going to stay healthy. Just wait. Just wait your time out. Let's see what else happened. Cardinals off to the Saints. 31-7. That's par for the course. I really wish there was some fantasy news to take out of that or something, but it's really not. Redskins lost to the Lions. The Redskins are now 0-3. Justin, that's your team. What do you think about that?
Man, thoroughly disappointed in that. The game was tied at one point. Like, clearly had opportunities, and man, fucking turnovers, man. Like,
is it RG3's fault?
He the leader of the team, I would have to say so, between him and the coach.
He had
no touchdowns.
He didn't have any touchdowns, and I hate to say it's his fault, but that turnover looked so bad. The one where he should have went out of bounds.
Yep.
And then he just kind of threw it, and it was so uncharacteristic of RG3. Like when he threw it, I thought it was a joke. Like, was he already out of bounds, and he just threw it, like, fucking around? Like, why would he do that?
Man, the reason I gave Shanahan part of the blame too, they're part of the problem, is because last year they had an offense predicated around his strengths.
Mm-hmm.
Well, his strengths have changed. The offense didn't.
Yep.
And you can't just say, here's my plan, go make it work. It's not working. You need to come up with as a leader, you have to come up with a new plan to maximize the strengths of your team.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, people are like, well, why don't they just keep running the ball with him, run read option, all this shit? That's how he got in the situation in the first place. Why would you keep doing that?
Right. Maybe he should go get with Terrell Pryor, learn how to throw the football again.
I think he needs to go get with Donovan McNabb. Pick up the phone, dog. did you see on Twitter where he was trying to be friends with McNabb? Like, they were tired of McNabb's jersey on Thursday, and he was tweeting out, like, one of the greatest to ever do it. This the reason that I was even able to be a quarterback. I'm like, no, nigga, don't be trying to come back and be cool now. You know, when you saw that caller ID, you was like, send the voicemail.
Somebody had to tell him to ignore McNabb. Probably Shanahan.
Yeah.
Shanahan probably was like, man, listen, I heard through the grapevine McNabb trying to reach out to you. Better not answer that phone.
Yeah, but he RG3. He's supposed to pick up.
Man, maybe his woman answered the phone, and she never gave him a message. And then McNabb responded with something else, and then he was like, fuck it. You know how these young boys are.
Yeah, man. I just think he didn't.
At 10-point pride.
I just think he didn't pick up the phone because he really was on some race don't apply to me shit.
Man, I just imagine him still having a house phone and giving out that number. Like, I imagine him having one of these Blackberries.
Yeah.
That they not selling anymore. Like, they stopped production and you stuck with the phone you got.
I just think these new niggas be believing ain't no racism, dog. Like, they be buying into a hood line sick. They be like, why you think it's racism? I got me a white woman.
Your whole family loves me when I comes over to dinner.
Yeah, like, dude, it's bigger than that. Man, fuck you, McNabb. You just an old hater.
And McNabb should be like, you do realize I have a white woman also.
Yeah. Right? And now, like, you know you go 0-3. They going to be coming for your black ass anyway. So, see you in 3 weeks. And, yeah, he already want to be friends, dog. Keep up your intensity, RG3. Don't be trying to be friends. Hopefully he learned a lesson from this, honestly, man. Because, like, I hate to see black quarterbacks struggle or go through bullshit when they ain't have to.
Yep.
Speaking of a dude who was actually benefited from just not being black as a quarterback, Matt Sharp took a loss to the Ravens last week. Here's what people don't realize about the Texans. The Texans have been playing like shit all year, and they barely been beating teams. They barely beat the Chargers. That shit was straight up luck. They were down big in the other game they wanted to.
That was more the Chargers than the Texans.
Yeah. Like, it is funny because people are like, you know, are the Texans going to the Super Bowl? I don't think so. Not this way.
And the two running backs can't even get along.
Well, they overthinking it too. It's the D'Angelo Jonathan Stewart thing all over. Like, D'Angelo Williams, Jonathan Stewart thing all over again, because you have one guy that should probably get 25 to 30 carries a game. And another dude that shouldn't. It's that easy. But instead they keep being like, we give them both 15, we can keep them happy. No, now you just got two dudes that aren't happy and out of rhythm. So that's terrible, man. Even, the Ravens had a injury to Ray Rice, but their backup came in the game, 24 carries, 65 yards, a touchdown. That's horrible running, but Arian Foster had 12 carries for 54 yards. So he's getting almost twice as many yards per attempt. But he only got 12 carries. Like, wouldn't that look a lot better at 24 carries for 100 and something yards, 108 yards?
Yep.
Stupid, man. That's why y'all lose, though. And keep believing in Matt Schaub.
And look at this, too. Flacco with the win. No TDs. They put up 30 points.
Yep.
And he's the highest paid player in the league right now?
He might be. Might be the highest paid quarterback.
Nah, he should be throwing up two touchdowns per game minimum.
And the only thing that Matt Schaub is responsible for being in the NFL is not Mike Vick. That was really his claim to fame. Dolphins beat the Falcons. Dolphins are 3-0. I feel like we had to start discussing them at some point. Cause I keep QB in these games, like, yeah, okay, Dolphins. Let me know when y'all beat the Patriots.
I'm not a believer yet.
Yeah, but
Tannehill. I call him Tannenbaum, but Tannehill.
Tannehill don't even know. Games. He don't even know who is in what conference in the NFL.
I bet you he still get lost driving to the stadium.
I feel like Tannehill looks at Saturday night college football and be like, "Hey, is Oklahoma State in our division?" Like, no, man, that's college. Oh, okay, shit, my bad. What about Notre Dame? No, man, that's college. It's not. Notre Dame is a college team. Oh, all right. Well, what division are we in? We in the SEC, right? No, man, we are not in the SEC. We are in the AFC. AFC.
Patriots might need to look out.
Yeah, Patriots might get beat, especially with all their wide receivers hurt. The Bills lost to the Jets. The battle of the black rookie quarterbacks. I didn't know who to root against. it's too caught up. The Jets are 2-1 though.
I mean, Geno stay winning, but I hate to do this to other African American quarterbacks. But Geno, even he just looks confused. Even when he makes a good play, he just looks like he has this facial expression that, oh, wait, I did that just now.
Yeah.
He just looks confused.
Yeah.
I don't see him. I'm telling you, I feel like he gonna end up getting hurt from being confused out there, and they gonna need a quarterback. Freeman, I mean, you might want to give Rex a call.
Yeah, I think that they'll be fine with quarterback because Josh Freeman is terrible. I wouldn't let him quarterback myself, my two-hand touch team. The 49ers lost to the Colts 27-20.
Game of the week, wasn't it?
Dog, Colin Kaepernick was sweating bullets. And white people had turned him back to black. He was back, baby.
Listen, where's Jaws at? Can we get an interview with Jaws?
Yeah, the best quarterback of all time.
Best quarterback of all time is not 1 and 2.
Yeah.
I know we haven't even played, four games yet in the season, but he's not 1 and 2.
And he doesn't,
at any point in his career.
He doesn't throw for only 150 yards in a game. That being said, I saw people saying they wanted Alex Smith back. Y'all must be out y'all goddamn mind.
Didn't Alex leave?
He got traded to the Chiefs.
He went, got a new home.
Yeah, they try to act like they finally remember Alex Smith. I know he was getting them wins, but let's not act like he had the star power that Kaepernick had.
Yeah, because he wasn't selling our seats.
Right, yeah. Nobody was like, oh, can't wait to see Alex Smith tonight. So calm that shit down.
Low-key, didn't Mike Singletary draft Kaepernick?
I think so. I can't remember, honestly.
It's a good pick. I mean, he did a lot of other nice things with the team. I wonder why he just couldn't win with them.
Think he pulled his pants down for Kaepernick? That nigga was too rambunctious to be a coach. Pull his pants down the locker room, man. What's wrong with him? Like, I knew he was fired soon as that rumor started. They was like, yeah, he pulled his pants down to motivate the team. I was like, yeah, he gone. That's what you do when you don't have no recourse left. Y'all gonna listen to me? God damn, I want y'all to all think to yourself in your cubicle, wherever you are in life right now. Think to yourself what kind of speech you would have to be giving somebody that would culminate in you unbuckling your belt, unzipping your fly, and pulling your pants down in front of a room of grown ass men. I can't think of one.
And it's motivation.
Right. I'm gonna tell y'all like this. The first one of y'all that wanna step up to me. Zip. Chicken. You're gonna have to get up in these pants. Who wanna wear my pants? Put your pants back on, man. Put your pants back on.
What? Cause you know, he was an angry black man.
Yeah, he was super angry.
Angry as hell. They thought Harbaugh was angry.
Yeah.
He was angry.
Dude, he was the first coach that I thought was going to whoop a player's ass. Remember when Vernon Davis was punking, was acting stupid, and he took him out the game and walked into the locker room? I say, yo, man, he's going to walk into that locker room and whoop Vernon Davis' ass.
He's going to give one good punch to the chest and knock the wind up out of him.
Vernon Davis going to be on the sideline holding his chest for the rest of the game. Well, I don't think he got hit. He wasn't even in the game for a couple plays.
Getting x-rays, yeah. Broken ribs.
It looks like he's in an extreme amount of pain. Hopefully Vernon Davis will be okay, be able to come back in the game.
Yo, man, he was angry for no reason, man.
Let's go to Jen on the sideline. Chen, I got word from the 49ers camp that Vernon Davis will not be returning to today's game with a chest contusion. The chest contusion he suffered in the locker room. We asked him about it. All he said was pants. I don't know what that means. Pants. Man.
Does that speech get followed up with now bend over?
Yeah, I don't know. That's the other thing that people don't talk about with the pantsless speech. How do you get yourself out of the pantsless speech? What is the transition? Do you just walk off in your tighty whities? Do you have boxes under there? Do you put your pants back on one leg at a time in front of everybody?
Was he wearing underwear that day?
Right. Do you smoke pellet away? Like, yeah, what do you do?
Because the man that clearly pulls his pants down in front of a room full of football players, clearly has. He needed a hug that day.
Felt like he was going to be the first ever head coach that worked out with the team. Like, go and get, spot me two more 25s on there, young boy.
Coach, you at 700. You want to slow down?
Coach, ain't you supposed to be coming up with plays and shit? Play with these dumbbells, boy. Now go ahead. Give me two more.
They got. I pay people for that. It's called my assistants.
So yeah, Jaguars lost to the Seahawks. Nothing to see here. They got blown the fuck out. It was crazy. Jaguars are terrible.
Yeah.
I feel so bad for Maurice Jones-Drew, man.
But your boy Wilson?
Oh, Russell Wilson, the truth. Four TDs, 202 yards, 14 for 21.
Why is no one talking about him as the greatest quarterback ever? Because his height. Is this discriminating against height?
I feel like people go, because Seattle's defense is so good, everybody is ready to go, Seattle is a good team. But they're not ready to say Russell Wilson is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL right now.
They'll give praise to their college coach.
Yeah, there's not even, like, I don't know, man. It's weird because if you gave me last year's crop of quarterbacks right now, I want David Wilson more than everybody. Like, even RG3, even over Andrew Luck, even over Kaepernick, who I know is 2 years, but you guys know what I mean. I would take him because he has proven to be unrattleable and not just a game manager.
And he got that Rick Fox hair. Mm-hmm. Like, Russell has that Rick Fox hair that's like, I'm a pretty motherfucker. I'm going to win these games. I got whole control. I'm not shaving my eyebrows.
He's super light-skinned, so you got that.
Yep.
Bears beat the Steelers. Why are the Steelers so bad, Justin?
Man, we need to find some women out here for Big Ben to rape.
It must be. The rape is worn off the shine.
That's the only thing I can think of. I don't know who's volunteering for that, but good luck.
Antonio Brown had a real big day. Yeah. And that's it. That's all that matters in this game.
Wasn't he just recently signed to the team?
Mm-hmm.
Man, get your money, man. Get your money.
Yeah.
Like, it's not you. He should. You know how Big Ben was throwing people under the bus last year, talking about the different receivers and people need to do X, Y, and Z? They need to throw him under the bus.
Yeah. I don't understand why Big Ben gets to talk shit to everybody, but nobody can talk shit back to him. The Broncos beat the Raiders.
Barely.
37-21.
Barely.
Everything is barely when it's the Raiders.
Man, Terrell Pryor was like one penalty away from just being in the game.
If it wasn't for him to get hit in the head, an illegal head-to-head blow, he would have been fine. But, they had to play dirty tactics to get him out the game. Let's talk about some dirty tactics to get him out the game. Nate Burleson broke his fucking arm. Not on the field. Not in the game. We talking about practice. Driving in a single car accident. He broke two bones in his left arm. This nigga.
You talking about practice?
Right after he had his best game of the season.
Man, I really didn't believe that story.
I thought he was drunk. What'd you think?
Something. I just did not believe it. Reaching down for pizza on the
floor. Yeah, it sounds like something a kid would say.
On the floor.
My pizza fell on the floor, dear. Boy, why you break my vase?
I'm a multi-millionaire, but I'm reaching for pizza on the floor. Now, if he'd have said, I didn't want it to stain my carpet, I'd have been like, you know what? I understand that he was trying to get it foiled up for stain.
If he would have just said, it's Detroit, I would have understood. But, like, he could have just crashed into a tree, and then when they came to find him, because they'd be like, what happened? It's Detroit. And I would be like, okay. Yeah, it is Detroit. I forgot.
He said reaching for pizza. That doesn't even sound like something that should be in his diet during the season.
What was he getting a pizza at 2 in the morning for, whatever?
Right. But he wasn't at fuel.
Doesn't make sense.
Come on, bro. This lie. But here's the better question, though. Why is nobody else questioning it? They just taking it at face value. Does he have something on somebody else we don't know about?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's Detroit, man. I feel like everybody else just thinks it's Detroit. It's like, yeah, man, I crashed into it. We'll never know. Like, I feel like the Detroit detectives show up and they don't want to do that job because there's only 5 of them. It's like, so what happened here? Well, I was driving and, I hit a tree. Y'all want me to take a breathalyzer? No. You good.
Texting and driving, maybe?
Yeah.
He had to be texting and driving.
Y'all want to see my Twitter updates to make sure I wasn't texting and driving? No. We're good. What's that you write now in that report, police officer? Nothing. Does that say it's Detroit? That's not a crime. But yeah, I feel like that's an excuse for everything.
Texting the driver, man.
Let's see what else he got. Mario Rivera pitches his final innings at Yankee Stadium. And it was very emotional for a lot of people. People came and got him off the mound. People was crying, tears in their eyes. I don't follow baseball that much, but what'd you think about it, Justin?
He had one good pitch that wasn't that good, and he old.
Is he still good, or?
We should have been replacing him.
Is he still good? Because people were saying, like, he could play forever and shit.
He actually is still better than 90% of the other closers in the league right now.
That's crazy. At that age?
Yep. With one pitch. He has one type. Most closers have two, three pitches they can go to in their bag. He has one pitch. And it's not even like it's coming at you at over 100 miles per hour. It's like 85, 90 miles per hour. Now, while that's super fast to me, for cats that's used to seeing 100 mile per hour balls come at them, slow it down about 10 miles. It's just like going 45 into 55 on the highway. You know what I mean? You notice the difference in that car. Yeah.
Like, now I can see the pitch.
Yeah. So, but he's still getting cats out. It's unbelievable to me. So
the Yankees not making the playoffs this year?
Let's just say we getting our rest early for next year, working on contracts.
Right.
But you know, we're trying to work out that Robinson Cano contract right now. So
yeah, if Robinson Cano get that contract, we got to say Jay-Z is a serious owner, and Jason Whitlock don't know what he's talking about, right?
Definitely. And we also have to say that, you know, what he puts in his raps is truth. He's been saying it since day one. Hey, get that money. $300 million.
Scott Boras, you over, baby. Robinson Cano, he coming with me.
I haven't done the math on it, but $305 million for 10 years.
I can divide.
More money than I'll ever have.
So, that's insane.
For playing second base, too, you never hear of a second baseman making that much money like that.
Yeah. Just insane, man. Like, the baseball contracts are so funny because they never catch the hell that any other sport takes for these contracts. But, wow.
And I'll say this, too. You have to give him the money because he's been playing with Derek Jeter for his entire career. And because Derek Jeter has hold control, and he's passed it on to this young man, along with the mentorship of the Jay-Z camp. I'm not saying Jay-Z, but it's camp. 10 years, you good. No steroid issues, you good with him. That's easy money.
Makes sense to me.
That's easy money. Sign him. We need him.
Speaking of easy money. Move it up, son. Word. Yeah. So all the killers and the $100 billers. For real, because who ain't got no feelings. Check it out now. That's right. Our boy Heron Hernandez is back in the news.
Oh, hey, Ron.
This is so funny because I remember we predicted this in like week one of this show or whenever this first popped off. And I feel like, you know, it's sad because I don't want to say I told you so, but I told you so. Carlos Ortiz, Heron Hernandez's, co-defendant has allegedly said that, I need to change my story, y'all. You know, just, even though this man is paying for my legal defense, I need to change my story.
Yeah. It's, man, it's, you know, it's just one of those things where you sit back and reflect and you say, I want to tell the truth now. I know the last time I said I was telling the truth, I swore it on my kids and my dead cousin Ray Ray. But now I really want to tell the truth. I'm being honest now.
He's been indicted on a single count of accessory to murder after the fact, the charge that Wallace faces as well. The jury indictment means the criminal case against Mr. Ortiz will now start anew and move forward in the Fall River Superior Court. So at least he gets to go to a different, like, prison, because he's going to prison.
This is what I don't understand. Did he not know that by testifying he was snitching on himself as well? He's saying, I'm a part of this crime.
Yeah. Well, you know what it is. They tell you, like, if you tell us what you did and everything else, you just tell us the truth, we'll let you off. We're just trying to find this guy, you know, just trying to find the medium. But it's always some bullshit that you got to do.
I said my lawyer like 20 minutes ago, though, bro. Why are we still talking?
And how does this work when your lawyer is paid for by Aaron Hernandez?
It typically means shut the fuck up. Right. And take whatever deal they give you while shutting the fuck up and like, saying, hey, Ron didn't do it.
It's like, you know what? Actually, I am ready to testify now. But we already set bail. We already had, you know, morning run. We already did everything, bro. I just need to test everything because I need to talk to somebody. And I just want to know, is Aaron going to hear about this?
did they not watch Barry Bonds? Barry Bonds took care of his guy.
Yeah.
Just shut up. Do your little time. He going to take care of you.
I want to know what happened the first time he demanded that separate meeting with his lawyer, though. It's like there was the dressing them all at the same time. Now, listen, guys, okay, well, they're going to probably go for maybe a charge of accessory after the fact for two of you guys. And that could be up to 25, 30 years in jail. Hold on a second. Can I talk to you in this other room? Huh? What? No, Aaron, why are you looking at me like that? No, I just want to talk to him for 1 second. It's not even about this. It's about something totally different. Okay, I'll just talk to you later. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, take this letter that I wrote. I mean, imagine him having a small gun like they did on Harlem Nights. I imagine he's that guy.
Quick!
He a little salty.
Yeah. But basically, he said in the first time that he talked about it, he said that he, who has been called the right-hand man of Hernandez, that they both got out the car. Because at first he said that it was Hernandez and Ernest Wallace, another defendant who allegedly... who alleged to be the right-hand man of Hernandez, both got out the car and they were in with Lloyd before Ortiz heard shots ring out. Ortiz now says only Herman and Lloyd got out of the car. Only Hernandez and Lloyd got out of the car.
So now you didn't get out of the car.
So basically, what you really said is before you have reasonable doubt as to who pulled the trigger, now he's saying there's not.
What I think now what he's saying is he doesn't know. Like, he didn't get out the car. He didn't see.
He didn't know the first time because he didn't say he got out the car. This guy's name is Carlos Ortiz, right?
Right.
He said Hernandez and Ernest Wallace got out the car with the dude who got killed.
Right. And he's saying he stayed in the car.
Right.
So
right.
He didn't see anything.
No. He didn't see anything either way. Like, either way, he's saying he didn't see anything.
Oh, okay.
But he's saying, here are the people that it could have been, basically, because this is who got out the car. So he changed his story to, okay, it wasn't this other dude, Ernest Wallace, that got out the car with Hernandez. It was just Hernandez and a dude that died. So basically, I almost witnessed a murder, you know, assuming he didn't literally see it. Crazy, man. Like, this is why you don't pay for your boy's defendant. They're just gonna turn on you anyway, because any lawyer worth his salt is gonna be like, or his or her salt is gonna be like, you need to turn, nigga. You don't have a fucking, you have no recourse here other than turning on this dude.
Ask Michael Vick.
They don't even want you.
Yep. Ask Michael Vick.
Mm-hmm. Ask him.
I wonder if Vick accept calls for them guys. Like, when they try to, like, man, I'm glad you made it home.
Right.
Like, I looked after the kids while you was gone. I stopped by, checked on them every day, called to make sure they was okay.
Sure you did, buddy. Sure you did.
I wonder if he accepted them calls.
Yeah. Let me see you direct the voicemail. I feel like all those people in his phone are this nigga. call from this nigga.
Snitch. Yeah. Snitch one, snitch two.
Yeah. Tiger Woods, y'all, got voted the PGA Player of the Year today.
Really?
For the 11th time. Is he back or no? Because last couple times I saw him, he was looking flabby and sick.
I be wanting to keep it so positive with Tiger. Because he the only one we got. And he don't even claim us. But I still want to keep it positive with him.
Yeah, he a clown, though.
But I can't. It's,
yeah.
He not winning majors. He just... He going out winning putt-putt tournaments.
It does say a lot, though, that people make it seem like he's having a terrible year. His worst years are like player of the year years for other people.
Right.
He's a beast.
But I'm saying he is putt-putt tournaments.
Like, yeah, that's just the bar that we have raised it to. I'm saying, like, they obviously don't have that bar with this. You know, with this type of award, they just award the people that are the best. Mm-hmm. So it's funny that in a year where we're all collectively like, Tiger, what are you doing? He caking.
And isn't he still number one in the world?
I believe so. I don't think he ever lost it.
He for a short second.
Mm.
But yeah, like I don't know. I always want to keep it positive with Tiger, but it's like he always does something to make you. But, like, come on, Tiger. Like, really? You was up five strokes?
The NCAA to USC, there's no comparison. What am I talking about, Justin? Well, you all know that that Penn State got a bunch of sanctions against it, right?
Yep.
This week, they got some scholarships back because the NCAA basically said, well, hey, we overreacted a little bit. Our bad. You know, here's some scholarships back.
Take this money and shut up.
So USC saw this and said, what about us? We want some scholarships back. And the NCAA was like, it's not the same. Y'all not raping these kids. So.
I don't know why they care. Cause you can have a football program and not be associated with the NCAA.
You can, but I mean, it's obviously a lot of bureaucracy behind it. And I feel like it's going to take somebody else breaking the mold before everybody does it.
Isn't Notre Dame like that?
No, Notre Dame is in the NCAA.
Their football program?
They're just not in a division, but they're not in a conference, but they're in the NCAA.
It just seems like once I get big enough, I don't necessarily need the NCAA.
You're right, and I think some universities already are starting to recognize this. Texas among them. Like, it won't be the craziest thing in the world if one day we turn on, you know, our favorite internet website and instead of NCAA, it's just going to take us to Fox Sports News or some shit.
Yeah, because it's, I mean, like you say, you got to look at all these schools and all these cable networks that are saying, hey, we'll pay you to play your games every week.
I just like that these niggas tried to use Penn State as an excuse, though. Yeah, y'all gave them five scholarships back. Ain't like we raping no kids.
Yeah, they just out here getting money for houses for trying to feed our families.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they out here raping kids. I totally would have filed to get some scholarships back too.
Mm-hmm.
And look down on them saying, oh, y'all approved this? They covered it up, dog. As an institution, Penn State covered it up.
I agree.
The players didn't necessarily, but they had the option to leave.
Somebody got to pay.
Yep, and they had the option to leave.
So remember we kept talking about the lawsuit between former college basketball players, college sports players, and the NCAA.
Yep.
And the video game for EA Sports. College football players won $40 million.
They'll get a hand clap, but not a round of applause.
I feel like that's not enough.
Yeah. They can get a hand clap, but it's not a round of applause. Like, it's...
The total of number that they have to divide this by is between 200 to 300,000 people.
Right. And, I mean, kudos, you got some money. Okay, good for you. You learn how to cross the street without your mom holding your hand.
Right.
But how you going to get back home?
Current players are eligible to take part in the settlement also. The NCAA will make a determination as to whether payments to current players would affect their eligibility. See, that's another reason, you know, the NCAA is half-assed. How do you roll out the program and you don't know the answer to that question already? Will it affect their eligibility also? We'll let you know.
The other thing is, why is it that the corrupt teams or corrupt systems have the best lawyers?
Always.
Why is that?
Because like, they know they need to be lawyered up, dog. They know they're going to get sued because you do shady shit. You get sued by people. The NCAA is always ready for this. Plus, they had the money for it.
Right. But how is it that the corrupt lawyers are the best lawyers for the corrupt system? Like, how is it that they're always the best lawyers?
I don't even know that they're the best because they lost the lawsuit. I feel like the best would have won. Like, I feel
that's a win for the NCAA. $40 million? They make that in a weekend on a Friday. That's not even a Saturday earnings. That's a Friday earnings.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, $40 million. And look at how many people they have to split that money up against.
Yeah, that's so many people.
$10 a person.
Right. Here's just $7.42.
Yeah, take this.
I took my cut out, you know, because I'm a lawyer.
Oh, well, that doesn't even cover your gas money in California?
Right. Yeah, that's. Mm-mm.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, the NCAA, they won. EA Sports, NCAA, they won. And they'll get back to putting names. They'll actually start putting names on the game now.
Speaking of winning, Shaquille O'Neal joins the Sacramento Queens, as he used to call them, or Sacramento Kings for my politically correct brothers and sisters. Have you heard about this?
Nope.
See if I can play this article.
Man, that picture right there, Shaq.
Nobody cares that we won last year. It's a new year, so we just need to focus on the new year. But like I said, I'm not worried about the Sacramento Queens. Write it down, take a picture, send it to them. I don't care.
That is Shaquille O'Neal, then center of the Los Angeles Lakers back in 2002, referring to the Lakers' bitter rivals, the Sacramento Kings, as the Sacramento Queens. Fast forward 11 years later, and now Shaq on the verge of becoming a minority owner of the Sacramento Kings. I'm Jim Vasquez with the latest ESPN headlines. Shaq will be introduced by the new team ownership on Tuesday as a new minority owner of the Kings. We are joined by Brian Windhorst, who covers the NBA for ESPN.com, with more insight. And Brian, what is the connection between Shaquille O'Neal and this new ownership group of the Kings?
Well, Mark Mastrov, who is the founder of 24 Hour Fitness, and Shaq have been business partners for years. And when Mark Mastrov bought into the Kings with their new owner, Vivek Ranadive, he introduced Shaq and the new owner, and at first it was going to be.
Then when Shaq got introduced, he had that same face from that commercial with the kid. I got a feeling. You know the funniest thing about this shit though, like this dude slandered the Kings for years
consistently.
He used to call Erica Dampier. This dude burns all his bridges, and what happens? He gets rewarded with some partial ownership.
Man, that's that height when you're tall and you're bigger than everyone else.
I feel bad. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Now I was going to say you can do what you want. But I wonder, when I saw this just now when you was on Planet,
yeah,
how did he get the money for it? Because I thought Shiny took half.
I guess she didn't take enough.
And he's still paying on those kids. He had like 5 kids by her.
I just feel bad for the like the fans out there, because he's not even a majority owner, so he's not really gonna do anything, but they just got him, you know, like, okay.
And here's, man, that speaks to how much these teams are worth, that when you're putting down, like, he's putting down more than what the players got for the college players got for their lawsuit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's putting more than that down to be a owner that has no say-so whatsoever.
Someone in the chat broke down the math and said that settlement for the NCAA came down to, like, $133 a kid. $133, that's it?
Yep. Spurrier, he said they can go buy their own jersey now.
Wow.
But that's what I'm saying. Shaq, he's putting more than that down for his team. And he doesn't even have any say-so in the moves that they do. Like, he might, does he even get seats with his ownership? Does he even get tickets to the game?
He don't even get good parking.
Right. Like, they don't acknowledge him. He doesn't even have an office anywhere.
Yeah.
He has to call ahead and get permission to come to the arena.
Yeah, these niggas be owning like 0.5% of the team and shit, and everybody be going crazy talking about they some owners. Like, nah, nigga, you ain't owning shit.
That's what I'm saying. I wonder where he got the money for it. It's, and I don't see him getting a return on investment for them. Like, do they even, are they even going to be in Sacramento? I mean, well, I know they will this year because they haven't officially moved, but.
Nah, they're going to be in there for the duration, according to Kevin Johnson. Take it for what it's worth. That's the truth.
Kevin Johnson don't own the team.
That's the truth. Kevin Johnson says he worked out something where they can get a new arena and everything. So hopefully they can stay. Let's see what else we're talking about.
How do the fans feel about that?
Feel about what?
A team that doesn't want to be here, but you got to pay for them to have a stadium and put a terrible product out there on the court. Mm. Like, just terrible, terrible product.
I don't know, man. That's just crazy.
Look at Charlotte. I mean, that's what we're going through.
Here's a couple crazy stories, too.
We got that one.
Which one? What are you talking about?
That one guy, former football player, former analyst. Kind of lost
control. We got a story about him?
Kind of lost control of the conference. And
oh, yeah. I got a lot more stories.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we got plenty. We're not out. No, I was just making a transition, just a segue. I might be getting a little tired, so some of my segues might not be as sharp as they were before I woke up at 4 in the morning. Lamar Odom is mad. He got on Twitter and lashed out about his absentee father.
Oh, I thought he was going to be mad that Chloe was cheating on him like he was on her. But, you know, whatever.
He was cheating on her? Or did it look like he was cheating on her?
I'm going to go with he's a black man. He was cheating.
Okay. I'm a black man and I don't cheat. So, I mean, it's possible.
You're an anomaly, sir.
All right. I'll take it. I'll take that. Lamar Odom broke weeks of silence on his current state of mind, tweeting out Tuesday about what he described as a very dark time and how his absent father is to blame for his downfall. The 33-year-old grown-ass man, who should be responsible for his own actions at this point, posted an extended message via his Twitter account, broke his silence in a rare emotional outburst. He spoke out against what he called the father passing on his demons and damaging the demons.
Did he tweet pic him crying or something? How do we know he was emotional about it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, there were pictures, I think.
Because unless it was a picture of him with that one tear rolling down his cheek. I don't think he cared. He's had his father on the show multiple times with Chloe and him.
I guess he said he rekindled that relationship and it was draining. And it fucked everything up for him in his head. He also admitted in his statement that he's been going through a dark time and the only person he has to blame is himself.
Not Molly. You're not going to blame Molly. Okay. Not the drugs. All right. Good for you, Lamar.
Yeah. Well, they take responsibility by putting it off on your dead father. At some point, you got to be an adult, bro. Speaking of being an adult.
Well, can I say this real quick before we transition?
Oh, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
How did the Lakers know? Like, they got rid of him right in time. Like, you remember when they got rid of him and people was like, no, not Lamar. Why are you getting rid of Lamar?
Well, honestly, I think if he stayed with Kobe, he'd be fine. His life would have been way better. So, you know, you half a six of one, half a dozen of other, you know.
You heard it here first, folks.
Jeannie Buss felt betrayed by the Lakers because they were supposed to hire her man.
You are the Lakers.
And they didn't hire her man, Phil Jackson, her boo. Hey, white boo. But, they didn't do it. So she felt betrayed. She thought she had got played, referring to the decision ultimately made by her brother Jim, which she has said took her and Jackson by surprise and have been an unsettling experience.
So is she mad at her brother or the Lakers? Because she is her brother. Lakers. Here's the other thing. This is some rich people shit right here. How can the employee get the blame for what ownership didn't do?
Mm-hmm.
Kupchak is an employee. he can only do what you tell him to do. And he gets the blame. Smart.
That's why you get rich.
Smart, rich people shit.
So you could be like, someone else take the blame for this one.
Who wants to fall on the sword?
Yep. She says, why did they have to do that? In a November edition of the book, first published in 2010, why did Jim pull Phil back into the mix if he wasn't sincere about it? Phil wasn't looking for the job, and when he wasted 36 hours of his life preparing for when they were never a million years going to hire him anyway, how do you do that to your sister? How do you do that to Phil Jackson? Jim Buss, speaking on ESPN.com's Ramona Shelburne's for a profile published earlier this month, said after hiring D'Antoni, I keep forgetting that y'all hired D'Antoni. That's Mike, y'all coach right now, right?
And Mike Brown.
Oh, D'Antoni's y'all coach right now, though.
Yes, but remember we hired Brown before that.
Yeah, Brown didn't bother me as much as D'Antoni. D'Antoni is just a big ass size.
5 days into the season, they let go of Mike Brown.
Yep. D'Antoni gonna get it too.
I'm mad she focused on 36 hours of his life. Like, Phil Jackson, like 80 something years old. You think he really missed them 36 hours?
They're all precious now. Also, I like that she only cared about it until the part where it got to Phil being dead, and she was like, all right, then. Like, that wasn't even the mission, but, you know, okay. Actually, was just starting trying to write a book, and Phil's not? So y'all not going to hire Phil? Bye.
Why has she married him yet?
Why hasn't he married her?
She has more money than him. It's a come up for him. What is she winning by getting him? Old ass man with a bad hip. Yeah. What you getting?
Yeah, I don't know. She like him old.
I mean, really, what is she getting out of this deal?
I mean, we got MILFs, so somebody got to be DILFs.
But why string him along?
For that dick? Must be wearing out with that good dick.
She better get her one of these young athletes. She got a locker room for her. Pick one. You saw Any Given Sunday. Pick one.
Yeah, but anyway, Phil didn't get that job. It's not the end of the world.
And it's last year. Why is she coming up with this now?
And also, he can still get the job next year. Just wait 5 games in.
Yep.
DeMarcus Cousins.
What's his nickname?
Young Cuzzo. I don't know.
I feel like he has a nickname that is...
The Emotional Potional. I don't know.
Something just ridiculous, like just... Like Young Schizo and your butthole. Like just something that's totally ridiculous.
They call him Big Beasley. Big Beasley. He just got a 4-year, $62 million extension. And there's no out clause in it. So.
Meaning like they can't get out of paying him? They can't cut him? What do you mean no out clause?
He can't terminate it early and they can't cut him.
Oh. Who's his agent? Y'all might want to.
He needs a raise. His agent needs a raise.
Y'all might want
to. DeMarcus Cousins is one of the more unpredictable emotional players in the NBA. There have been trade rumors about him from day one because of his tantrums and shit. So the fact that they're willing to give him another shot, I mean, that means a lot.
He out here getting coaches fired?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he got a lot of coaches fired in the wake of shit.
Man, whoever his agent is, hire him immediately. I think I would take him over on Team Rock. Or whatever.
Team Rock?
Rock Nation? Whatever the name of Jay-Z's. Oh. Because DeMarcus Cousins' agent is getting that money now. Not next week, not later, but now. He getting it right now.
True. But yeah, I just thought that was funny. That's a lot of money for a crazy motherfucker.
Maybe they don't recognize crazy.
Did you catch the slade? Did you catch the shade from Kevin Durant talking about Dwayne Wade?
Yep. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I just wish he would have backed it up.
Backed it up with what?
2 years ago in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. Dwayne Wade came in at number 8 on SI.com's the list of best players in the NBA. Direct Kevin Durant didn't think he should have been. They asked him, well, who should have been? And he said Harden. James Harden.
I was shocked he didn't say Westbrook. Feels like to me that's kind of a diss at your own teammate.
Yeah, he wouldn't do that. Like, Kevin Durant's not that kind of asshole, but he was like, I think the list is missing James Harden, and they said, well, who is, who is on the list that needs to be taken off? He said Dwayne Wade. And they've been beefing ever since, dog.
But that shows a lot of respect he got for a lot of those other players.
Why?
He could have picked any one of those other players. Tim Duncan, somebody he doesn't have. I don't think he has a relationship with D-Wade. But he definitely doesn't have a relationship with Kobe or Tim Duncan and those other guys. Like, they're not hanging out. Kobe's not hanging out with these cats.
I think you forgot about the Gatorade commercial. They clearly got they got some type of history. Some type of relationship when it comes to getting this guap.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, it should. If anything, then at that point, I'm definitely not throwing shade at him.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know. Maybe they're going to use it later for some Gatorade bullshit.
Nah. I think that was Kevin Durant coming from the heart.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I hope so.
He get more vocal lately. He getting growing some balls. Yeah, man. Kind of like Julius.
Letting that hair come in.
Kind of like Julius at the Y. He's angry for no reason. Just really, really angry for no reason.
I don't know if that fits here or not.
He's starting to get that way. He's starting to get a little testy.
Wait, hold up. Who is angry for no reason?
Kevin Durant starting to get a little angry.
No.
Yes.
No, I don't see it, man.
You know, I know you watched the playoffs where he was out here elbowing people during the playoffs.
Oh, wait. I do see it. Okay, my bad. Yeah, you're right.
Text cussing people out randomly for no reason at all.
Yeah, didn't he lead the league in texts at some point? Yeah, you're right. All right, I take it all back. My bad, dog.
I know we forget when you give $1 million to, you know, tornado victims and all, but,
Nah, that's a great point. He is kind of angry, and this might be another stage of his rebellion. Although, here's the problem. Much like Kanye West, the dude is right. So, what do you want me to say? We all think Dwayne Wade is not fucking a top four player in the NBA.
I agree, but would you say it the same way should Kanye be grabbing mics from people?
Yes, I would. And next time I'm around Kevin Durant, I'm going to do it. The 49ers coach GM made a decision to play Alden Smith on Sunday. Why is that a big deal? Because Alden Smith is a fucking drug addict and right. Had just got into a fucking single car wreck that morning.
I don't know how he's even getting any time to play. Especially supposedly the way the league is going. And didn't he cut somebody once for being late to practice?
I think he got cut. He got stabbed or some shit at a party and he didn't even remember it.
No, not him. I'm saying the coach for the 49ers. When he first got there, I think he cut a guy for being late to practice during like training camp or something.
Look, bro, it's just simple. Aldon Smith must be good at his job because they wouldn't put up with this shit from any nigga that was terrible. The end. They should not have been playing him, obviously. It's obvious, but they don't care. And they never have cared about these players or these, you know, any of this shit.
Yep. It's about winning. And right now, San Francisco needs a win.
Yeah, people want them to care. They don't give a fuck. They was sitting up there like, he was like, you know, I blew a .5 this morning. We'll just run the breathalyzer again when it's game time. But, you know, I think I might need some help. Yeah, we're going to get you some help. Go get you some help in the blitzing game. Go get you some help covering these tight ends.
Go get you some bread to suck up that alcohol in your system.
Right. We're going to get you a lot of help. I think I need to go to rehab. Why? You don't appear to be injured. You rehabbed your knee last year, Alden.
Yeah, maybe what we'll do is we'll get a barber out here. Get you a haircut.
Yep. I don't know, man. That's just so fucked up, man. Like, what was the conversation like when they found this out? Like, when he wasn't in the room, they were like, Coach, I got some bad news. Alden got picked up this morning. He was drunk driving by himself. And we're going to need to go get him. Go get him for where? Downtown, the jail. We got a game to plan for. Yeah, but Alden is hurt. I mean, he's drunk, but the owner told us that we need to go pick him up. look, fuck him. He got drunk. It's not responsible for the team. Yeah, that's cool and everything. The GM said go pick him up.
You think Nate Burleson learned from this and was like, oh, I was reaching for some pizza at my
car? Oh, shout out. Yeah, I know. Shout out to the fact that shout out to the fact that Jim Harbaugh is taking the blame for this, because I feel like this comes from the top down.
Oh, it has to.
Yeah, because like, this is not a decision that a coach can make on his own. You know what I mean? Like, they were like, well, you know, he wanted the pass rusher on the field. I feel like this is a call that even if the coach was like, I don't want him on the field, you're like, I'm not wasting the $80 million I'm paying this nigger to sit in jail.
Yeah.
It's game day. If this shit happened on a Saturday, we'll gladly send him to rehab. But it's game day. We can play him one last time. You know, and that's what it felt like they did. They played him one last time, and then they sent him straight to rehab. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Go straight to rehab, Alden Smith.
Oh, fix him by Thursday, by the way.
Yeah. You think he gonna go to Lamar Odom rehab? He going to Lamar Odom rehab.
Down the West Coast.
He going to be out there in 24 hours. He be like, yeah, he was sick on Sunday, but by Tuesday, you know, he beat the drug addiction. So he will be starting.
Yeah, he just stayed till Thursday to get a little extra rest.
Yeah.
He injured his toe moving in.
Here's my favorite NFL story of the week, though. Von Miller. Remember when we heard about that suspension? It was like 6 games.
Yep, he tried to.
And I'm pretty sure you was like, I think it was you that was like, why 6? Because they normally are like 4 games or like
3 games.
Yeah, yep. Or the whole season or half season. But 6 is like a new number.
Just randomly.
Apparently, he got the 2 extra games because he tried to cheat the drug dealing test, the drug testing program. The way he tried to cheat the drug testing program was by befriending the drug testing tester. he befriended the dude that's responsible for finding shit.
I mean, that's semi smart. He planned ahead. But man, they got him on camera stealing boxes, man.
Nigga, first of all, this is genius. This is so, I take back everything I've ever thought about Von Miller. Cause people be like, you know, Von Miller is kind of stupid. He does this. Von Miller did, like, you know, I know a dude that like knew somebody in his security detail and was saying like, he's always like, or used to work in the security detail. And he was like, how come Von Miller does blah, blah, blah. And he got a whole bunch of stories about Von Miller. So I always thought Von Miller was just a big ass meathead, crazy motherfucker. Dog,
it's semi-smart, man.
It's ingenious.
It's only semi-smart.
He should have got away
because he still got him on camera hanging out at restaurants and doing other types of stupid shit that people do when they hanging out. They at the bar hanging out.
But what do you mean, him and the drug dealer?
Yeah,
testing dude.
Yeah, him and the tester. They hanging out.
But think about this though, it's only a problem if you fail a drug test.
Which he did evidently either A, he's not a good friend.
I don't know how they got caught.
What type of friendship is that? That's the friendship where we hanging out. We going to go do this.
Yeah.
Hold my dick while I pee.
I don't know.
Like, well, wait, Vaughn, I just collect samples with the test. You actually hold your own penis.
I don't know how they got caught. But all I know is this shit is so close to like genius. This is like, cause people have all these morals about cheating and shit, and I get it. But honestly, I don't have the same morals as y'all. I don't give a fuck. I expect niggas to try to cheat and win, and get any advantage they can. But dude, do you realize if this shit like would have worked, this would have changed the entire way people cheat the drug dealer, the drug testing test.
I mean, I get what you say. I get the concept, but that's what it's only semi-smart. I guarantee they really was hanging out around town.
But that's the thing.
Showed up with a new car to work. Like, wait, you can, how are you?
That's the thing though.
Range Rover on our salary.
That's the thing to me though, Justin. He was doing that kind of shit because they was untouchable. You know what I mean? It's like, I know, it's like when you know the dude that checks the passes at the gym to see who's a member. It's like, if I know the dude, it doesn't matter if I'm a member or not. And, you know, and I, of course I'm gonna push the limit. And that, like that's, of course, like, I'm sure that's, like you said, the thing that probably brought him down was pushing the limit. But you know, like, if you knew the dude at the desk at the YMCA that would let you in, start bringing Jeremy.
Yep, everybody coming.
Start bringing Jonah. Start coming in 2-3 times in the day. Like, that's kind of like, it's only a natural regression, but he was untouchable.
I wonder if it's because he tried to get other people pissed clear.
I think this is how diabolical Von Miller probably was. He probably tried to get other people positive tests. He's like, hey man, we play Buffalo this weekend, man. What can you do about, you know, maybe seeing what you could do about, Williams test? Think you can make that positive? I mean, that's a big ass dude. He could be on something. Just saying. Just throwing it out there. Anyway, you want another drink? Going to the bar. Anybody want anything? All right, I'll be right back. Like, that's his technique is he would bring up something illegal and then be like, all right, man, want another drink? You want me to get some bitches? Nope, you good? All right. You want to hit some coke? We test for that, Vine. We can't be doing coke. Are you sure? You sure? No, all right. Yeah. All right. Suit yourself. Suit yourself, man. Just sitting in VIP and shit. Oh, that's some good shit, man. We got drug test tomorrow, right? You got that pee? You got that pee for me? All right, I appreciate you, bro. Man. Like, just, could you just imagine his...
I mean,
like,
the air probably, is a little thinner there, so...
Could you just imagine his piss being like aquamarine? Just like, like just glowing in the dark piss. And then dude just checking out clean. Just every time, like, clean. Did you test? You might want to look at this one. It's kind of...
I mean, they keep the old samples. Yeah, that's the thing about it. They keep those samples.
This piss is clearly melting through the plastic. Yeah, it's clean. I checked it twice. Man, Von Miller. You sure, Von? I just read something about Von Miller up in VIP with cocaine on his chest fighting people. Yeah, I know. I was just... Surprised you. It was clean.
Lawrence Taylor wasn't in Denver.
Wait a minute. Looking in this article, this picture, was you at the club? That's how they got caught.
Is that you in the white suit?
That's how they got caught. Somebody was on Von Miller Facebook page.
Is that you in the white suit and the white hat with the yellow feather in the brim?
Is that you holding his cocaine dish? What's going on here? We need to talk.
Semi-smart, man.
Oh, so close to smart, man.
Semi-smart.
Man. So close.
It's like Pinky in the Brain. What you trying to do today?
Like, I wish people understood the brilliance of the hustle. I mean, I'm sure he fucked it up, but man, the brilliance of this hustle.
Gargamel and Gargamel's cat.
He could have been the next Lawrence Taylor, and by which I mean showing up to games smoking crack at halftime. He could be smoking crack at halftime, dude. This nigga was about to be untouchable. Damn, I almost wish this worked. Like, so we could talk about this in a book years later, like, yo, remember how we always thought Von Miller was zooted out of his fucking mind? Yeah. He came out in his book, he said he knew the drug testing dude and he used to get fucked up before games.
Here's the thing though, if he thought about this, and Von Miller is clearly an idiot.
Yeah.
If he thought about this, who else thought about this but is actually getting away with it right now?
Right. I feel like
smarter.
I feel like a smooth dude like Tom Brady would have got away with it.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like Tom Brady.
Peyton Manning came back awful soon.
Yeah. Peyton Manning would have got away. And then they would have been like, they wouldn't even been doing wild out shit like going to the club. They would just be like inviting them to play golf.
Adrian Peterson.
Mm-hmm.
Came back awful soon.
Yep.
Awful soon.
Yeah. Adrian Peterson doesn't seem like the kind that could keep it on the low, though.
I mean, he had that one incident at the club.
Speaking of keeping it on the low and incidents at the club, goddamn.
Pac-Man Jones?
We are good.
Is this
Jacoby Jones.
Oh, not Pac-Man Jones.
Jacoby Jones. That's what I like to call him. Jacoby Jones.
JJ.
Jacoby Jones got served up at the club in D.C., celebrating Brian McKinney's birthday.
Man, D.C. had a lot of nice clubs. Strip club. Hopefully he was at the strip club. A lot of nice strip clubs.
Yeah. It was strippers out there. It was strippers out there. That's a good point.
They unlike here in Charlotte, they actually can walk around naked at the strip club in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Titties, pussy, everything out. Free drinks before 10.
Mm-hmm.
You're bound to have an excellent time at those strip clubs. Free drinks before 10. You mm-hmm. know.
Ladies get in free.
Between 9 and 10 o'clock, you've had more than one drink every 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You've had as much as your bladder can hold, sir.
Well, I believe his night went something like this.
It's Nitty, right? Where my girl's at? Let's go. It's a girl song, man. Okay. Let's go. Yeah. What we gonna do, man? Oh, we gonna talk about them girls in the club, man. You know, I got some riding girls in here.
Yeah.
Misbehave.
Yeah.
Nitty collabo. Okay. Okay.
I'm tired of hoes hating cause I'm off in the club. Cause they niggas keep hollering and showing me love. But don't get mad at me, girl. It ain't my fault that it's fit that I'm fitting to your boyfriend's boat. I paid the cost, but now I'm the boss. And you picked a fight, but you see that you lost. Outside of the spot, girl, looking a mess. Getting mad by the second cause I'm looking the best. I see your homie and she looking depressed. Cause my niggas pouring liquor all over her dress. Ooh, ooh, now she mad. Girl, what you gonna do? All the sounds and the whispers of her weak ass crew. But you played into it and you got stomped out. Maybe next time you won't open your goddamn mouth. With a Timberland logo branded in your forehead. Glass sticking out the side and the color is red. I don't argue.
I just hit that bitch in the head with a bottle. That's right, dog. Jacoby Jones done got hit upside the head with a bottle by a stripper.
Guess he didn't tip putting his fingers.
Now we got Nate Burleson in a one car accident breaking his arm. Mm-hmm. Jacoby Jones already got a fucked up knee.
And now he got a concussion.
And now he got a concussion. Fucking with a prostitute. Stripper. At a bar. The stripper's name was Sweet Pea.
Little Rudy?
If you can't tell, first of all, any chick that go by the name Sweet Pea will hit you with a bottle. That shit is like a law. That's science.
What was he doing to Sweet Pea? What was he trying to do? Bro, sit on your hands. Sit on your hands. It's the rule.
Sources at the scene say about 3 a.m. as people were leaving the Opera Ultra Lounge, people on the bus began fighting. In addition to teammates, we're told at least one stripper was on board. One eyewitness tells us that he saw a bottle being swung at Jacoby Jones. It connected with his head and hurt him.
See, this is why you don't take your helmets off in a fight.
We're told an ambulance was being called for a bleeding male. Bleeding from the vagina, am I right? But he was not taken to the hospital. Our sources say a stripper named Sweet Pea is the one who hit Jacoby with a gigantic Ace of Spades bottle. And this may have triggered the brawl.
Man, way to use your head, JJ.
Yeah, get your head in the game. We're told the bottle smashed over his head and he was bleeding everywhere. We're told Jacoby Jones' friends tried to retaliate against Sweet Pea, but Brian McKinney tried to stop him, and a fight broke out between the friend and Brian. FYI, Jacoby is currently injured and hasn't played since week one. So, yeah, Jacoby Jones, don't fight.
And he was trying to fight McKinney for having his back.
Yeah, I guess. No, McKinney had the stripper's back.
Oh, okay.
He was like, nah, you can't be fighting Sweet Pea like this, man. Come on,
so
it's my birthday.
Was he trying to save that hoe? I mean, excuse me.
Yeah, he was trying to save that stripper. Maybe he was in love with a stripper.
It's supposed to be bros before strippers.
Mm-hmm.
With big ass bottles of Ace of Spades.
Yeah, I would definitely feel like we weren't teammates after that. But maybe he's trying to keep him from catching the case. I don't know. Yeah. Paul George got a 5-year maximum contract with the Pacers. Paul George got a max deal.
Now, we talked about this during the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you said he could be the guy on a team.
Yeah.
But he shouldn't be the guy on a team because he doesn't have that killer, I need to win every game instinct.
He reminds me a lot of T-Mac. I finally figured it out the other day. He reminds me a lot of T-Mac. And while T-Mac was a max type player, he was a franchise player for a few years. Mm-hmm. I felt like that meant his franchise wasn't going to do shit. Like, right. They weren't going to make it anywhere. And Paul George gives me that vibe. I mean, it doesn't make him sorry or any, that's elite territory to be in. And he could easily prove me wrong, you know, because he's still improving. But I feel like his ceiling is T-Mac. And that is also the ceiling for the Pacers.
Yeah, I think you saw in the playoffs he can't close that deal mm-hmm. like you need him to.
Yeah.
And he has the best jumper on the team.
Well, until what's his name get back?
Granger.
Granger got Jay. His Jay's sick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the thing a lot of people don't know about him. Like, I've seen him play a person a couple times. The reason that Granger isn't a legit franchise player either is because the nigga just shoots threes from like 5 feet behind the arc. Like, that's his shot.
That's half court.
Yeah. I'm like, what is he doing? And he'll hit he hit enough of them for you to be like, oh, I guess it's a shot. But you telling me when the game is close at the end of the game, that's what you want your go-to shot to be?
Nope. Not two niggas.
Got a bunch of jump shooting niggas, dog. So.
Yeah, they're not going to win with that.
Yeah.
Especially not, didn't they? Because they traded hands, bro.
Yep. And who's that power forward?
Hate this dude.
That nigga you hate that shoot nothing but J's.
Fadeaways.
Yeah.
Big strong ass.
Yeah.
Lifting weights for nothing. Not even posting up down low.
Yeah, I'm not feeling, I mean, first of all, good contract, good for him. I'm not saying he's not worth it. I'm just not feeling the Pacers like that. I feel like they're stuck. The Heat gonna get to wear their nicknames, and the Nets gonna get to wear their nicknames on their jerseys when they play each other in the season. Yeah, that's one of the rumors going around.
Who has nicknames on the Nets other than so-called Paul Pierce, The Truth?
The Truth?
Which is...
What is KG's nickname? KG?
Right, who knows?
Yeah.
Crazy?
Darkness? I'll be coming out with Darkness.
Crazy? Schizophrenic?
Schizo? Mm-hmm.
Insults cancer patients? endorses Honey Nut Cheerios. Like, what is his nickname?
Yeah, trash talker. I don't know. It's a good point.
Yeah, who has nicknames on there? Everybody got nicknames for the Heat, though.
And is Blatch? Is he still on the team?
Who you said Blatch?
Blatch, yeah, Blatch.
Oh, who knows? I don't. Yeah, no,
who, yeah. I don't even know who else on the team.
Nobody likes the Nets.
Yeah. You know what? This is stupid. I don't want them to do this. All right. Next article.
But I will say this.
I was kind of looking forward to it for a second. But.
For the Heat, yeah. They got everybody.
Yeah.
Birdman. You know, the King.
They should make a worse team with less famous people do their nicknames. That would be funner. Like if the Bobcats had to do nicknames, they don't even have nicknames. They just make them up.
Yep. Jesus, like, Shuttlesworth.
Right.
You love it. Speaking of Bobcats, man.
Yeah.
They really could be top five team in the East.
Top five?
In the playoffs, yeah.
Hmm.
In the East. Only in the East. It's only the Heat, Indiana,
mm-hmm.
and potentially Chicago. Potentially.
What about Chicago. The Knicks and the Nets?
What about them? The
Bobcats, you don't think they'll be better than the Bobcats?
Nope. Bobcats, the Nets don't have a team. They have a bunch of old man tactics can win you games. Yeah. But they got Deron Williams. It's not going to work.
Hmm.
The Bobcats, and when you look at who the Bobcats picked up this year. Was it Al Jefferson?
Jefferson and Hansbrough. I mean, not Hansbrough. Zeller. Right. Jefferson and Zeller.
Zeller. Then you already had Kemba.
Mm-hmm.
They already had a good big man. I forget his name.
Mm-hmm.
I
almost said a Jensen. God damn. That was about to be real bad.
Wasn't that big foreign dude, something like that?
Yeah, the big ass, the dude that block all the shots. Yeah. Biyombo. Like, Bismack Biyombo.
Solid team. Solid. Even though I don't necessarily like Henderson, he knows the system.
Hey man, I hope you're right, but I don't think so. I don't even think we're making the playoffs.
It's not Atlanta. It's not the Nets. It's not Toronto.
I think all those teams are making the playoffs before us, except Toronto. I think the Nets will be back because they actually improved. I think
even if they're back, they're still four.
Yeah, I was gonna say the only team that might not be back from last year's playoffs is the Celtics. They might not be back, and that depends on the health of Rondo. But I'm not expecting. I mean, high hopes. Good, man, but I'm not expecting all that. Like, we still pretty bad.
They can get nicknames on their jerseys now.
I would like to see us try to have nicknames versus the Heat, though. Just making up nicknames. Like, Zeller could be the Stork. You know what I mean?
They'll have all local names, like from local attractions around town.
Yeah.
I feel like. Like, Big Bob's Car Dealership.
Yeah.
Wait, Kemba, you sell cars now?
Yeah. Bismack NASCAR Hall of Fame Biyombo. Yeah, that would be good.
Hardy's formerly known as Carl Jr. Jefferson.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, for those who don't know that have, like, Carl's Jr. out west, we call it Hardy's here.
Yep.
Exactly the same commercials. They just changed the name at the end.
Kemba Hezekiah Walker. We could name him after streets and shit. Ben Billy Graham Street. Gordon is getting in the game. Yeah. Did you see this shit about the Cardinals player that broke, like, his fingertip came off?
Yes.
Nigga, why do you love the game so much?
There's only one thing I love that much, and it's questionable.
Right. If I found out that sticking my finger in a pussy might lose a tip, I would think twice.
Right. It's a maybe.
And I love pussy. Love is the best thing ever.
It's cracked.
And even I would be like, nah, I got to think about this.
Like, am I able to sew it back on?
Yeah. Like, what are my alternatives here? This nigga lost a fucking tip of his finger, and people was like, yeah, you know, it's that kind of toughness that the guys really look up to. No, you know what I look up to? Five fingers every morning.
Yep.
So I like to look up to.
He can't even do what did the five fingers say to the face.
Yeah. I look up to being able to touch my iPhone with either hand.
He can't even get the five-finger discount.
Right. He can't even play, like, Street Fighter, because one of the buttons is always be a little late.
He can never go up top and be all the way in.
High four. High four. Gotta be out of his fucking mind.
Listen.
What is wrong with him?
You know that saying when you point... When you're pointing the finger at somebody, you got four fingers pointing back at yourself.
Yeah, not him. He just got four fingers. I always point back at himself. Man, you got, dude, this is why I'd never be an NFL coach. Cause if he would have told me this, I would have said why.
You would have, I would have sent him home. Yeah. I'd be like, man, listen, go see the trainer staff. Listen, matter of fact, I'm going to take all our time out now so we can try to find the rest of your finger.
Plus he got his ass whooped. Like, I mean, like, the Cardinals weren't even in the game. Nigga, I'm not taking no ass whooping and losing a finger for y'all. Take me to the hospital.
And they selling foam fingers, missing a finger now.
Yeah.
At the games.
Yeah. What?
Yes. They're selling the foam fingers.
No.
At the game that's missing a finger.
What? That is brilliant.
It
but
is.
That would make me feel stupid if I was him.
He doesn't, he'll never see a penny of that. Of those foam fingers. He'll never see a dollar.
And I'm not saying I'm tougher than this dude. He's way tougher than me. I wouldn't fight him. I'm not, I wouldn't call him stupid to his face. But in the privacy of this podcast, that is some stupid ass shit.
That's a hell of a way to get your brand out, though.
Yeah.
That's all I can say.
And he hopeful he can play.
What is
he is hopeful he can play this weekend,
what does
Justin?
He have a market of new four-finger gloves coming out? For...
Dude, he's hopeful he can play this weekend.
Why? I'm out sick.
Nigga, I would be hopeful my finger don't get infected.
I'm thinking about a lawsuit now.
Right.
Because you guys are only studying concussions. What about my fucking finger with these gloves?
Man, I would have lost my motherfucking shit. Are you serious?
I can't even imagine coming home and explaining that to my wife.
Yeah. No, see, baby, it was, you know, because I'm so dedicated to the game, I tried to grab him. And, you know, I hurt my finger. It felt a little weird, but, you know, I kept playing. And I said, uh-oh, I think my finger might be broke off. But, you know, it was only the second quarter. Okay, well, I guess it was like a real close game. How much did y'all win by? Oh, no, we lost by 20. No, no, we was never in it. No, we got blown out. Blown out. Like, well, why didn't you get your finger fixed? Well, you know, I had to be out there with my teammates. Yeah. Getting your ass whooped?
They stopped passing the ball and everything. They just ran the ball for the last two quarters.
You know how it is. But I had to be out there with the guys, let them know that I support them. It's like, who gonna support your finger, though? You know? I hope it wasn't his finger in hand. His wife gonna be pissed. Did you hear about this Utah high school football coach to suspend 80 players?
Yep.
80 players! That's the whole team, for those who don't know. Apparently a couple of them were skipping class or something. There was also some, cyberbullying involved, like, and he found out, hey, your team ain't angels, dog. Union High School coach Matt Labrum took the bold action after last Friday night's loss, saying the players need to earn back the privilege of playing football at the school through community service and better behavior off the field. Labrum was alerted by a guidance counselor to the cyberbullying of a student by some football players. He was also unhappy with players cutting classes and disrespecting teachers. So, instead of practicing for this week's game, players have been performing community service. He gave his players a sheet called Union Football Character, detailing the next steps for the boys to be reinstated.
But they thanked the coach for their punishment.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, I've never thanked my mom anytime she punished me. Never.
I wonder if they sorry and they was getting their ass whooped and they really was looking forward to this. Like, thank God. Now no more getting our ass kicked every Friday by big boys. I'd rather just plant these trees, you know? I don't know. Maybe
I won't cyberbullying anymore under my name.
Yeah, I feel like all the kids must have been white if they thought they got taught a lesson. Because it's got to be a nigga on the team that has some hopes and dreams of being something with his life in football. Like, no, the scouts are coming next week. I'm sorry, Jerome, but we gotta teach people how to be good characters for Union football. But I am supposed to go to Texas A&M. Doesn't look like that's going to happen anymore, Jerome, because a couple people decided to skip class. Yeah, I'll be like, fuck this shit. A Brazilian MMA fighter died minutes before he was supposed to weigh in. He passed out while reportedly cutting weight before a weigh-in for his flyweight fight against Gabriel Brazil.
Cutting weight?
Yeah, you know how they do that thing where they starve themselves, they don't drink water, they run. Okay. It seems like he did that until he killed himself. That's crazy. I'm surprised that doesn't happen more often, though, because people are so extreme with that shit. Have you ever heard talk to people that, like, wrestle and box for a living?
Yep, Ty. That's it.
Yeah, but when they talk about making weight, man, they be saying crazy shit. Like, yeah, man, you know, you don't drink no water, you go out running 7 miles, make sure you take good shit, you know, then you weigh in. I'm like, how long are you supposed to do this? For a day or two? I'm like, all right, man. Like, you gonna starve yourself just to make weight? That's crazy.
Makes no sense to me. Good luck with that, bro.
Yeah.
Well, not him, but next fighter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did.
We see how this works out.
Amen.
You think he up there cutting for the Lord now?
Trying to cut weight. Haven't got a weight limit.
Yep.
Got different classes.
He's fasting. You know, he wanted 40 days, 40 nights.
I tell you who got a weight limit. Hugh Douglas.
My man.
Mr. Michael Smith is a sellout himself. Yep. Uncle Tom.
Mr. I can't get in on a t-shirt war contest.
Mm-hmm.
Between him and Jamil.
He got arrested for strangling a woman during rough sex.
Say it ain't so.
So
he seems to have such a pleasant demeanor.
ESPN NFL analyst Hugh Douglas was arrested in Hartford for allegedly attacking a woman at a hotel. Douglas has been charged with third degree and second degree strangulation. Douglas appeared at the Hartford Superior Court for what police say was a fight with a woman at a Marriott hotel. Court papers state Douglas grabbed the woman by the neck, slammed her into the wall, and said, "Don't ever disrespect me, never, not at all." Douglas told police that the victim's injuries occurred during rough sex. That's pretty rough. I mean, we've all heard, you know, like choke me, you know, or something like, we've all heard that kind of autoerotic asphyxiation type shit, but choke me, slam me into the wall, like, that's pretty rough.
You think he was imagining Michael Smith's face when he was doing those things? And that's what caused the rage?
He said, "What you looking at, you Uncle Tom?"
You think she quoted?
What are you doing?
You think she gave him a movie quote and he just lost it?
Yeah. He was like, "Bye, Felicia." Oh, bye, that's right. "You think you know more about Friday than I do? I watch that movie every day so I can memorize it, so I can know the jokes. Stop for you. You're hurting me."
You think she said to stay off her grass?
He was like, "Numbers never lie, but I do." Then you start slamming up against the wall. One.
He told her.
Two.
He told her to stall me out.
Speaking
of, what if they found him in a pigeon coop? In the chicken coop.
Yeah, I feel like Smokey was a lot less violent than Hugh Douglas. He was more like Debo. Hugh Douglas is up there talking about, "What you got on my 40, homie?" "Y'all supposed to be some ballers. And y'all broke." Torrey Smith called Ray Lewis' claim that the Ravens lack leadership a joke. To which I say, Ray Lewis doesn't joke. Ever.
To which I say, has anyone seen this guy? Is he still alive?
I don't think Ray Lewis has ever told a joke in any form, shape, or fashion ever.
Is he still alive?
Torrey Smith?
Yeah.
Nobody has seen him. I checked the injury report. I'll check the injury report and see what it says, but
I don't think he's alive.
I feel like Ray Lewis wouldn't even kill you at this point because he doesn't do his dirt like that. I feel like he's one of those people that says he would pray for you and lay hands on you.
Right. But he didn't kill the last person that he went to trial for murder for.
Yeah.
Yet that person was dead. And Ray Lewis was at the scene.
I feel like Ray Lewis would give you a beast ass speech that'll make you regret that you even said it. Not because you get the moral and the lesson, but because you get tired of this nigga talking to you. You know what I mean? Like, he would just show up at your locker and be like, Tory. You know, the Lord says, let he who is without sin cast the first stone. You're like, oh, shit. Look, Ray, I want to apologize. No, let me apologize to you. Because it's obviously clear that I offended you. I feel like that's what we're having.
Man, you think Tory going to be running a regular route and have one of those injuries like that boy did during the NCAA playoffs where his bone just...
just snapped.
Yep. Just randomly just breaks.
You think that's how Ray Lewis's Lord works?
I believe so, sir.
I feel like Ray Lewis would never pray for somebody's injury. But
I think he prays for retribution.
I feel like he would just pray for them not to get healed, you know.
I think he prays that all slander in his direction is met with swift and vengeful punishment.
Also, you know what this means, because Ray Lewis says the team lacks leadership right now.
Yep.
Everybody thinks Ray Lewis is the leader of the team, and I think most people would agree that he was, right? So Torrey Smith calling it a joke is basically being like, Ray Lewis, you was a joke when you was here. Like, we didn't listen to none of your speeches. Like, we just tolerated that shit, and then we went out there and played the game. So I think that's what's happening. Torrey Smith says, the Jones incident was a random incident, does not reflect on the team's leadership. Because Jacoby Jones got hit upside the head with that bottle.
Yep.
Ray Lewis is like, y'all don't have leadership, because when I was on the team and I was a leader, if I went to the club, a motherfucker got killed. Ain't nobody just get hit upside the head with a bottle.
Right.
A real leader gets people killed.
By a stripper.
Yeah.
He got hit upside the head by a stripper named Sweet Pea.
With a big ass bottle. Now, that is a low level of expectation at the club. Ray Lewis want to see bodies. Bodies on the floor. Man, woo!
Man, you think, I guess that's what Ray's saying. Like,
yeah.
You never found him. What's that strong safety they had back there?
Ed Reed
getting hit upside the head with a bottle.
You won't find them bleeding on the ground. They make people bleed. Right. They don't do the bleeding.
Right.
And you know what? I agree. Fuck, who said this? Torrey Smith. He is wrong. They do lack leadership. Real leaders get people killed. Just walking out the club and y'all bleeding. Talking about some we okay.
Sweet Pea was bigger than she looked.
Yeah, it's a joke.
She swing a big bottle.
Yeah.
Big
What's the punchline to a bottle upside your head? It's a joke.
Concussion.
Yeah.
What do Alice's you is week one.
Right. What do you call a wide receiver with a torn PCL and a concussion from a bottle with a stripper?
Jacoby Jones.
That's what you call him. Gotta be out your mind. Ray Wright. I never thought I was going to say that, dude. When I read that article the first time, I was like, Ray, a goddamn fool. Let them dudes cook. But now, I agree.
Pray for him.
Yeah. Damn. We got a letter. One of our first ever Balls Deep letters, man.
Nice. I'm excited.
It's from our boy Delano B. Says, Balls Deep. He has four things he wants to talk about. Number one, in the Balls Deep from September 20th, 2013, you said you hoped the Panthers would beat the Giants and that Cam and D Will would go off so that you could get a good laugh. I must ask you, how good was that laugh? It was good, my friend.
Tasty.
It was so good. Yeah, I hate the Giants. It's not a secret.
Who does like the Giants?
No, communists. Communists like the Giants.
Putin.
Yeah. Yeah, Vladimir likes the Giants. But, yeah, I laugh, man, because everybody was shitting on Cam and shitting on the team and panicking it in Charlotte. And I just wanted people to see that they were still a good team and they could still go on the road and get a big win. I think that was on the road. No, it might have been here.
It was here. That's the other thing, too, Delano. Yeah. After that win all week, you've seen nothing but people in their Panther gear.
Yeah, and nobody was talking anymore that Cam Newton sucks shit.
Yeah, prior to that, you didn't see anybody wearing their Carolina Panther gear prior to that game.
Number two, my new favorite baseball player whose name is good for some juvenile jokes, LJ Hoes. Y'all heard about LJ Hoes on What's the T with Nick, Jew, and Reggie. He was their Hey Boy of the Week. And yeah, I fucks with LJ Hoes. That's a great last name. Great nickname. I mean, real name. I wonder what the LJ stand for, though. So, I would not want to get his jersey, especially would not want his jersey for my wife. Can you get me a Hoes jersey? No. No, baby. Just anybody else on the team.
I suppose she gets it as a gift.
Yeah. Somebody gives it to her.
Yep.
She be like, let's go to the game. Woo!
Somebody got me a jersey. I've never worn it though.
Yeah. Baby, let's just watch the game here. We don't have to go out. Let's go to the store and get some wings. Nah.
I'll go. You stay here.
You've had a long week. You just stay here in your hoes jersey and chill.
Hoes? Who you calling hoes?
All right. Number three, I'm a Chiefs fan. Since you are an Eagles fan, what Andy Reid things should I watch out for that will cost us games? Oh, I like this one. Clock management.
Don't spoil it for him.
Don't spoil it?
Don't spoil it for him.
All right.
That's the part of being a fan. You gotta, you gotta suffer the agony every week just like you did.
I'm gonna tell you this though. Don't get used to what you saw Thursday. Don't get used to Andy is good for coaching the fuck out of a big game. And if you don't think he coached the fuck out of that return to Philly, then you got something else coming. Like, he never loses off a bye week. Like, and this shit goes back like 13 years or some shit. Like, he is beastly with certain type of big games.
Yep.
All them games in between, though, you got a lot of stuff to worry about. So, I don't know, man. Hey, if you're anything like me, man, I don't know what kind of fan you are, if you're like more negative, more positive, but if you're more positive fan like I am, just enjoy the change, you know, enjoy having a new person at the helm. You'll start to see the flaws and the chinks in the armor at some point, but you know, just enjoy having a different set of problems. If nothing else, the dude is giving Jamal Charles the ball.
That's new.
Yeah. So, you know, give him props for that. Number four, and I think Justin can answer this one. Would you pay Robinson Cano the second baseman for the Yankees, $305 million over 10 years?
Sure would. Yep. He's worth every penny.
Okay. Yep. I don't know enough about baseball, Delano.
He's our new Derek Jeter. Robinson Cano came directly from the Yankees minor league team. They drafted him, went to the minor league team, pulled him up, had him starting for second base. Been a great player ever since. Stays out of trouble, has whole control. That's the type of player you want on your team. He's the new Derek Jeter. So I'm happy.
That's a lot of money too. $30 million a year.
And I think he's only like 25.
Oh, sounds reasonable to me. I don't know enough about baseball, Delano, so if my answer was subpar, I apologize, but I don't know what to tell you. But thank you for writing in, dog. We can't close out without talking about the homie. Hey, Mamba. That's right. It's time to talk about Kobe Bryant. Mitch Kupchak. Mitchell, what they used to call him. Confirms that the Lakers want Kobe Bryant to stay in LA for his entire career. That's right. They didn't amnesty Kobe like so many people on Twitter had the bright ass idea to try to joke about. Who plays like that? It's not funny. The Los Angeles Lakers still aren't negotiating with Kobe Bryant on a contract extension, but it sure sounds like both parties are committed to staying together for the long haul. According to the team's official Twitter feed, the Lakers want to make sure that Bryant never wears anything but purple and gold.
Why wouldn't you? You know why? Because from that point, they'll always be able to sell number 8 and number 24 jerseys.
Yep.
And they'll be valuable.
The Lakers' Twitter account tweeted, Kupchak, Kobe's made it clear that he intends to retire as a Laker, and we feel the same way. It's great that both the Lakers and Bryant are on the same page. Sentiments get trampled by the NBA's financial reality sometimes, but it appears as though both parties care about preserving legacies. At the same time, there are endless questions about the wisdom of keeping Kobe Bryant around. How much will it cost? How many more years should the team invest in the 35-year-old player coming off an injury with the from which few recover? Will a marquee free agent ever want to play alongside number 24 during the twilight of his career? And most critically, when will Bryant even be able to get back on the court?
Stupid questions. What do you mean? Yeah. Everyone wants to play with Kobe. Think about how many people wanted to play with Jordan.
Right. This is stupid.
Who gave this guy his job?
You know who wants to play with Kobe Bryant?
Send his editor a letter.
You know who wants to play with Kobe Bryant? LeBron James.
Everyone.
Melo. D Wade. Everybody want to play with Kobe Bryant.
Kevin Durant
want to play with Kobe Bryant. Okay. They played on that dream team. They saw how hard he works. They would love to play on the same team.
Man, Charles Barkley would come out of retirement. He could play for Kobe Bryant.
Exactly. So, yeah, man, he going to retire Laker. Good news. You know, nothing less than what I expected.
How many years you think Kobe's going to play, though? Like, his contract's probably going to be for, like, 5 years. But how many out of those five you think he's going to play?
I think Kobe will play till probably 37, 38 at the least. And possibly play up to 40, maybe even beyond, because he's just such a freak about his body. It's just gonna take a major freak accident to get him off the court, I think, like a knee or something that is crazy. You know, it's gonna take something major, catastrophic. Knock on wood, I don't want to see that happen, but it's gonna take something catastrophic to keep him off the court. And I don't think this last injury was it.
Think it was coincidence they had Kobe Maitland in New Jersey last week.
No. It's never coincidence. It's never coincidence.
It's not.
It's Kobe bringing Bryant.
You think it's a coincidence Phil didn't get that job?
It's never a coincidence.
You think, Phil, you can just keep writing books about Kobe and...
It's all good. We forgot. Y'all must have forgot.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can blame your brother. You mad at your brother? Cool. The plan worked.
It's his fault. Right. Yeah. As long as Kobe don't get any blame for putting the Kobe system on Phil.
Yep. Hit him with it. You're welcome.
Yeah. All right, man. We out, man. I'm tired of shit. I've been up since 4. I appreciate y'all listening to the show. Thanks everybody to watch live. We'll see you guys next week on Balls Deep Sports. So until then, we out.
Peace.